SBS Radio.
Thanks, Eitan. Yes, I haven't been exactly 10 years there, but close enough. I've been there for nearly 8 years. And as you mentioned, I manage Gandalf Philanthropy, which is the charitable arm of the broader Gandalf family. Last year, we celebrated 40 years of since the first formal structure was formed by the family, which doesn't really mean that they only supported the community for 40 years. It has been in the DNA of the broader Gandalf family and previous generations ever since they arrived to Australia. This was really just a structure that they formally introduced at that time. And as you mentioned, indeed, over the years, that giving and that support for the community has changed in many ways. One of those is to professionalize philanthropy and to do it in a more strategic way. Part of that was really establishing a team that works, myself and a number of us, that works for the family. Basically, what we try and do is help the family make decisions around where to invest their hard-earned dollars to create the biggest possible benefit for the community. We know that we cannot possibly support all the causes that may be worthy and important and all the needs that exist in the community, but by trying to be more strategic and more directed in what we do, we hope we can create a greater benefit for those in need.
You know, the criteria for me is your vision. And your vision is to create a positive and lasting difference in people's lives. Mm. And I'm sure that people who are applying for your support have to focus on exact meeting the purpose and the vision of Gandalf Philanthropy. Can you elaborate on that?
That's definitely the case. And I think often we talk about that issue of lasting difference, because you can create a positive difference in people's lives, but it may be only a fleeting moment. It's very much about trying to move the needle, particularly when it comes to disadvantaged or marginalized communities in Australia. Our vision and our mission are very important in guiding where we support, but they are also complemented very strongly by the granting philosophy, which talks about identifying a genuine and unmet need in the community. So something that has not been already covered that we should do, as well as how organizations operate. We want to make sure that they don't do things that they do in isolation, but hopefully collaborate with others, as we try to do on the philanthropic side. Because again, if we can combine efforts with other funders, we can hopefully create a greater impact in the community. But very much, as you said, it is about how do we change the condition of people for the better, for the long term.
And the versatility of Gandalf Philanthropy, Vedran, is about, and the Jewish listeners should understand it, that it is about Australia. It's about considerations, and it's about communities Australia-wide, and of course the support for the state of Israel. But in general, can you elaborate on the versatility of the Gandalf Philanthropy?
Yes, we are quite diverse. We do try and focus our efforts, but there is six key areas of interest that you mentioned earlier. And the Gandalf family, possibly you could say, might be best known or best regarded for their support for arts and culture, and also health and medical research. But I would venture to say that they are equally committed and passionate, particularly about Jewish identity and leadership here in Australia, but also very strongly in Israel, and then also Indigenous programs, youth at risk, and education. I guess the thing that I find most exciting in working for the family is helping them combine what they do here in Australia with what might be happening in Israel. One of the great programs that I believe John and Pauline see as the jewel in the crown of what they do is the Gandalf Holocaust Studies program for Australian educators, where they try and support specifically non-Jewish teachers to learn how better to teach about Holocaust to students in Australia in the modern context. And when you consider how multicultural Australia is, you can understand how important that cause would be to them.
I think that the Gendel philanthropy identified the main need is really to instill in young generations what happened during the Holocaust and in the Second World War, the atrocities of the Nazi regimes. And I would say that the way you keep the Jewish Museum, you keep the anti-defamation, it's all coming together with the legacy of Holocaust education. And I would like just to ask you a last question, is a little bit about your connection to giving to Australian needs.
It's an interesting background, as you would know it well, because we know each other. I came to this country as a refugee under the then Australian Refugee Resettlement Humanitarian Program. And in a way, I often talk about that I feel an incredible debt of gratitude to have been given this opportunity to come to Australia and resettle here and have a chance at starting a new life. I would say often to people that it probably equals to winning the lottery ticket. And I feel a real need to repay that debt, and I hope that I'm doing that both through my work that I did in the past with the Australian Red Cross, the International Red Cross, with Oxfam Australia, and now obviously with the Gendel family, helping them provide support in the community. So it's really a passion of mine, but it's important to understand that we can all play a role. We can all be philanthropists. It's not about big money. It's not about big dollars. Anyone can do their own bit. And I would encourage people always to try and support their local community, their local charities, as well as volunteering to work with them.
The way to Australia for Vedran Drakulic OAM, similar to 40, 50, 60 years ago, people coming to Australia from war-torn countries. Thank you so much, Vedran, for joining us in the program this morning. And I'm sure we've learned a lot from our encounter here.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks very much for the invitation, Eitan.
Thank you so much. SBS.com.au